The authors of the study at the University of Kentucky say anyone handling or eating deer infected with CWD may be inadvertently exposed to the disease. The research shows that for the first time, the mutated proteins called prions can be present in deer muscle. Officials in states with CWD and wild deer say their message to hunters won't change. Get deer tested for CWD and don't eat deer that test positive. Jim Kazmierczak is Wisconsin's state public health veterinarian.
What this demonstrates is that the CWD agent does occur in deer muscle. What it does not address is the question of human susceptibility to chronic wasting disease.
Kazmierczak says it's still unclear how or if chronic wasting disease could be transmitted to humans. For the GLRC, I'm Christina Shockley.